Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. The West, death by a thousand terror cuts. According to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, the West is destined not to end with a bang, but a thousand whimpers. The most recent terror cut costs AQAP $4,200. It costs the West millions. These claims are made in an article in AQAP's online English magazine, Inspire, not coming to a computer screen near you soon as most ISPs block it, and certainly my net nanny at work refuses to allow me to access it. I have to rely on a version being emailed to me by the US-based Intel Center. The central thrust of the article is that AQAP can, quote, bleed the enemy to death, unquote, using small-scale operations such as the recent ink cartridge bomb plot, Operation Hemorrhage, against UPS and FedEx cargo planes. AQAP has claimed responsibility for that. Quote, to bring down America, we do not need to strike big. In such an environment of security phobia that is sweeping America, it is more feasible to stage smaller attacks that involve less players and less time to launch. Well, leave to one side that it's fewer players. Well, they've got a point. The extra security measures are expensive, and companies pass on the costs to the public. Not only do we pay more, but we're inconvenienced and sometimes insulted. The recent strip search of a 9-year-old boy at an American airport being a case in point. You can find that on YouTube. The article claims that the UPS FedEx operation was a success because, quote, two Nokia mobiles, $150 each, two HP printers, $300 each, plus shipping, transportation, miscellaneous expenses add up to a total bill of $4,200. You can just imagine when he puts his expenses claims in. Miscellaneous expenses, a bit of extra explosive. He goes on, this supposedly foiled plot will without doubt cost America and other Western countries billions of dollars in new security measures. That is what we call leverage. Close quotes. I'm getting the impression here that this article is not written by a man who's never lived in an English-speaking Western country, nor is it written first in Arabic and then loosely translated. This is by a native English speaker. Anyway, AQAP has clearly done more than a Google search and a copy and paste of Wikipedia. It writes, quote, air freight is a multi-billion dollar industry. FedEx alone flies a fleet of 600 aircrafts and ships an average of 4 million packages per day. Our objective was not to cause maximum casualties, but to cause maximum losses to the American economy. Inspire went on to mock security measures designed to counter another attack. Quote, the British government said that if a toner weighs more than 500 grams, it won't be allowed on board a plane. Who's the genius who came up with this suggestion? Do you think we have nothing to send but printers? Which is a bit worrying. They've got a point there. However, does this all mean the end of the West? Hardly. The cost of our own economic mistakes are battering us, and they add up to far more than the security measures designed to thwart the jihadists. From AQAP's perspective, the strategy makes sense. It does indeed disrupt lives, it costs money, and it ties up the intelligence agencies, who are already busy trying to prevent mass casualty attacks. But reports of the impending death of the West have been greatly exaggerated. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.